Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Parenting. Now versus parenting then, which was in my day, I suppose. Well, not my day, so much my parents. An intensification of parenting has resulted in many parents facing greater judgment and stress than previous generations. This is according to a new report, by the way. There's always a good old report out, isn't there? The pressure is said to be caused by increased expectations, with parents, particularly mothers, now urged to balance work and caring for young children. And the report by Newfield Foundation brings together research from more than 100 studies to show how much pressure facing parents of young children can impact upon youngsters' development. The Changing Face of Childhood in the UK report says that challenges presented by the balancing act of paid employment and providing care can have consequences for the physical and psychological health of parents. And the researchers also found that parents today spend more than three times as much time in each day carrying out developmental childcare, in other words, reading and playing with their children. And you know what? I don't agree with that. I don't know where they got that research from, that the parents of the 70s, because I think the parents of the 70s probably read and gave their children more attention because there was always a parent at home. Anyway, the report says some researchers suggest that many parents are experiencing greater judgment and stress than previous generations, largely driven by increased expectations placed on them through intensification of parenting. Others argue that while there is a pressure to engage in these intensive childcare activities, caring for infants, toddlers is related more to life satisfaction and greater self-esteem. Anyway, the report goes on and on. Excuse me, I'll grab a glass of water here. And it said, so I wanted to know, do you feel like being a parent would have been easier and, I suppose, simpler, you know, generations ago? Parenting is challenging no matter what era, but parents today face unique challenges compared to those of their counterparts, I suppose, with the introduction of smartphones, the internet, etc., etc. Access to media in general. And as a parent in my 50s, I sometimes compare my childhood to that of my children. You know, what was play like then when I was a child? Excuse me, I got a hair in my throat. Do you ever get that? Do you ever get a hair in your throat? It's just playing havoc. Anyway, years ago, most children played outdoors the majority of the time. And you know, we all did. We played rounders and we went off missing for the day. Now we often struggle to get the recommended 60 minutes of outdoor play every day. So I don't know whether you believe we're better parents now or you believe the parents of the 60s and 70s were better. What do you think? Who are better parents? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Who are better parents? Those from the 60s and 70s or now? I do apologise about that. Jay, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jay?
You're struggling there, Noel, are you?
I've got a hair caught me, Joe.
I can hear you.
So, Jay,
You've given up the smokes, though, haven't you?
Not quite yet today.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it is, you know that way?
Yeah, is it today or tomorrow? I don't know. Anyway, Jay, are we better parents now or were they better when our mother and fathers were around?
No, we have destroyed a generation. In the last 20 years, we have destroyed a generation of kids. We're bringing up kids to think that the world is all full of roses. Everybody's a winner. Nobody's in second place. All you have to do is talk. And we have destroyed them. Mm. We brought it on ourselves, though.
You think so?
We're all trying to outdo each other. My kid has to have 10 things to do after school. That proves I'm a better parent than yours, because yours only has 6.
So we're all watching our neighbours and beating the Joneses.
This started in the 90s. Well, as I said, I've talked to you. We were able to buy a house in the 80s on one wage and one person stayed at home. Right? And then for some reason, the banks copped on, let's give them all money and make them all go to work. And that's what it's about. We're trying to put this thing across that we all have to go to work and we all have to have this job. We have to make this money and go on this many holidays and do this and that.
But that's because we have added bills now that we didn't have.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back to the 1970s, for example, we didn't have property tax. We didn't have bin charges. Nope. We didn't have internet charges. We didn't have mobile phone charges.
Nope.
We've got hundreds of euros of charges that we didn't have in the 70s.
Yeah, and that's our government doing that to us. But they're still taking the same taxes. Now they've privatised everything that they gave, that they used to do for nothing for us, our taxes, and now we're still paying for that. But that's down to us, because, as we said, the Irish just will not fight anymore. As long as I can do this and buy that and go on 2 holidays a year, sex next door, I don't care. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've done. I mean, my parents didn't spend as much time with us as, say, parents nowadays did. They threw us out onto the road. Get out there, there's too much to be doing in this house, you. You know, my mother had six of us in the 80s, all under 10 years of age.
Dude, you're keeping that going, by the way, by having a million kids.
Don't you know that, don't you? But that's the way it was. She wasn't worried about, do they have the latest trainers? Do they have the best tracksuit? Most of my stuff came from Hector Bloody Gray's.
Well, I remember going to Hector Gray's. It was off Livy Street there.
It didn't bother us. You ask a young parent nowadays to go to Hector Gray's to buy their child's.
Is Hector Gray's still there? No, it's not.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, the equivalent of a Hector Gray's.
By the way, can I just mention, that reminds me, that brings back a great memory, because the warehouse for Hector Gray's was on Tallaghy Road. Mm. And myself and mates of mine, they used to have a couple of skips out the back. Yeah. And where they throw all the old toys out, or toys that were deemed unsafe to be given to kids because they had pins and nails sticking out them. Lead poison, nails sticking out of them. Teddy bears with pins sticking out of them. Yeah. So we used to climb over the wall and rob them.
Yeah. When you say rob them, you
borrow them.
You recycle them. Nowadays, that's what you call it, recycling. But no, we've gone to sanitised, as I said. We're helicopter parenting them. Like, even the 20-year-olds there that have never had a job. Like, never, because they're too precious. Oh, no, their education is more important. No, it's not.
Their education is important.
Yeah, oh, no, in that sense. But, Noel, also learning how to live is more important than learning algebra, I think, or learning Shakespeare. You're not going to use Shakespeare in your day, but you're going to have to know how to pay a mortgage, save for your retirement.
Yeah,
and do all these things. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we've kids, they're 25 before they get their first job.
I never understood the point of Shakespeare, by the way.
You know, and I got thrown out of an English class because I argued the point, why do I need to learn this?
Why do I have to learn the word cometh?
Do you know why? And how she lost the argument? Because the government said so. That's what she had no argument for her. But I asked her, what was this going to do for my life? Why am I not learning this? You know, blah, blah.
What did you do, Romeo and Juliet? I did As You Like It.
No, it was King Lear, I think. Still to this day wouldn't have a clue about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But because the government told us, that's what it is. And that's what's wrong. We're letting the government dictate us. We're letting social media dictate to us. We're letting these big companies dictate to us, letting us know we need this latest technology. We need this. You're not nobody if you don't have that. And the new craze is now the electric car. Only the proper people, the self-righteous people, drive electric cars. You know, that's the society we're living in now. It's a horrible
society. Can I point out, I've had a loan of two electric cars for 2 weeks over the last month.
And did you buy one?
As much as they're beautiful, I loved it. It was a BMW iX and a BMW i4 I had all last week. Beautiful car, wonderful to drive. I would never buy an electric car.
No, can you imagine the four?
The rows I witnessed at car charging points.
Never mind that. Let's just come to the fourth big snowstorm. The M50 gets blocked, the N7 gets blocked, and cars can't move for hours, yeah? Electric cars are going to have to sit there with their motors on to keep them warm, yeah? Now, can you imagine
all the dead batteries? No, I don't know. I think once you're stopped, the motor's not doing nothing.
If you're stuck in your car, what I'm saying is, if you're stuck in your car and it's -5, -6,
you
have to have your heat on. That's the danger coming down.
You're right. You're 100%. As much as some of them are beautiful, the great performance, I don't think Ireland is ready for electric cars.
No, we need hybrid. We need hybrid where you still have the safety of that motor, because we don't have the chargers in this country. But it's like everything else, Niall. They'll roll it out and then worry about the consequences after. Oh, yeah, we have to do that. Oh, sure, we'll do that now. And you know yourself what's going to happen there. It's going to be dragged out for months and months, and it's going to cost millions. Because once the government get involved, you might as well add a couple of zeros to that. End of anything.
JJ, you're on a roll today, aren't you? You're just giving out about everything. You're just throwing in everything.
There last night.
Getting back to parenting, according to this, right, parents nowadays are judged more than previous generations. I don't for a minute believe that they're being judged.
No, they're judging each other.
They're judging each other on
Instagram and on Facebook and on TikTok. Who has the nicest pictures? Who has the most... do you ever see these pictures?
Whose kid is the prettiest?
Family?
Yeah.
It's not even that. They take their little family and say the mammy, the daddy and the kids, and they're all prim and proper and the table set nice. I've never in my life seen that outside a brochure. Come on. Do you honestly got to have the time to dress us all up like that just before dinner?
On a Sunday. We used to be all dressed up on a Sunday. Do you remember that?
That was it. Yeah, no, this is a Wednesday now they're doing it. Tuesday now they're doing it. And they're trying to outdo it. We're bringing it all on ourselves.
Do you remember on a Sunday your ma and dad would put you in your best clothes on a Sunday?
Yeah.
It was always called your Sunday best.
Straight after dinner, because you needed them for next Sunday.
That's right. And we're not going to wash them for you.
Oh, my mother had too much washing. Do you remember them old washing machines? I mean, they didn't have tumble dryers or dishwashers when my mother was around.
Yeah, she had a big prongs thing that she would lift the clothes up with.
Twin tubs.
Yeah, the twin tubs. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
All right, let me go to Robbie. Robbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Robbie? You know, I'm agreeing with Jay here. Simpler times, less demanding, less materialistic, better parenting probably because they spent more time with us. I would agree. Our parents.
Yeah, I wouldn't be far off disagreeing with you there. I hear you're giving up the cigarettes again.
Stop. Yeah, I've got it. Yeah, but thanks to my good friends there in Drogheda, OB Vape. They've sent me over a starter pack, and it's a nice starter pack and loads of different flavours. So I have my pack of cigarettes here in my pocket. Hold on, I'll tell you how many I've left. I have four left. So that's
all
it.
Right, so
when I finish those, I'm not buying any more.
I tell you, I'll make a deal with you, Niall. I've been trying to do this for years. My missus is at me big time because I'm 46 now, as you can hear it on my chest. Let me know how you get on. I want to start on Monday, but I'm afraid of them vapes. There's a lot I don't know about them, but... Fingers crossed for you.
No, well, I was on the vape. I gave up smoking, going back 5 years ago. I gave up smoking for 3 years.
Remember?
Yeah, and I was on the vape, and it was great. I'll be honest with you, I felt the difference. I was on the vape. Took me a little while to get used to it. I was coughing a bit when I started doing it first. Took me a while to get used to it. But then eventually I was grand. I was on the vape, and then obviously things happened in my life, and I went back on the cigarettes stupidly. Yeah.
Well, best of luck with that. Let us know, won't you? Because it could be an inspiration for a few of us out there.
Well, if anybody else wants to give up with me, you're all welcome to, by the way.
Am.
You know,
I really am after this weekend. I'm going to rock a time on Saturday, and then I'm finished.
Banner in the works there.
Sorry, say it again, Robbie.
Just throw a spanner in the works there. So you're giving up the cigarettes, and you're going on the vapes.
Yeah.
So basically, you're stopping taking heroin and you're taking methadone.
No, somebody said that to me the other night. It's not that's not a good analogy. Methadone is not good for you.
Don't say that.
I mean, Robbie, the evidence is clear that, you know, obviously I don't encourage anybody to start vaping because it's not a good idea, right?
Yeah.
But in saying that, the NHS give them out as starter packs as nicotine replacement. They're 95% safer than smoking a cigarette. You don't have all those other chemicals that are in a cigarette. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, look, I would much rather see somebody vaping than smoking.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, I'm killing the topic now. Ashing's roaring in my ear. You're killing the topic now. Oh, sorry, Robbie, getting back to parents. So let's compare parents today and now. Which is more challenging?
I think parenting is always challenging, as I said, the rules. It doesn't matter if you were born in the 20s, in the 1920s or the 2020s. I think, you know, it comes down to there's always going to be good and bad parents, and there's always those devils in between who get on with it, you know what I mean? But Jay is right as well, with a lot of the parenting these days, the pressure's not put on from anybody from the outside, the pressure's put on by themselves, you know. Keeping up with the Joneses is really something that comes back into play these days now, you know what I mean? And we have to try to be better at everybody, because look, my child is going to be this and my child is going to be that. Yeah, we all wish our child were going to be the greatest academic the world has ever seen, but it doesn't happen, and not every child is going to be great at everything.
No. And with this story in the paper today that one in four families can't afford a foreign holiday. Boo-hoo. I mean, there's a lot of people can't afford a foreign holiday. That doesn't mean you're skinned, by the way.
No, Jesus Christ. So when we were young, we used to go down to Corktown for holidays.
Rush.
Yeah, exactly. No. And like, nowadays, it's kind of like, yeah, I have to have everything. I have to have this. I have to have that. And the pressure to the kids is coming more from the parents. And the parents' pressure is coming more from themselves.
Yeah.
You know, trying to keep up appearances. Where they need to just calm down, relax. And to be perfectly honest with you, I think kids nowadays are boring. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I went down the whole route there. My daughter, Anya, she had her birthday party there on Sunday down the log cabin down the back garden. And she had about 7 friends over. And I went down just to keep an eye on them. Good parenting, as people might say.
Yeah.
And there's the 7 of them looking at their phones.
Yeah.
Like, right. We get off them, Jay. The phones and talk to each other.
Texting each other while they're sitting beside each other.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
I'm glad we grew up in an era where we went like that and we actually went outside and, you know, the old analogy of climbing trees and, you know, getting your knees cut. I'm glad I grew up in that era because kids nowadays, you're boring.
You're not allowed to climb trees anymore. They put things around them to stop you climbing them now, yeah. Yeah, you can't climb a wall or a tree or anything anymore. Sorry, Jay, go ahead.
No, I'm not a lot of time. Our kids don't appreciate all this. Us dragging them from left to right to join their new club and to do this. A lot of times kids just want to be left alone at the weekends as well.
See, I mean, when I grew up, the only thing in Edenmore was a youth centre.
We didn't have one.
Yeah, and well, not very many people went to it. No. But in saying that, that was all we had. Like, there was no other clubs. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't disagree with having places for kids to go. That's a nice thing to do. But there was nothing else. It was just a youth centre.
Niall, there's nothing out there now at the moment. Where I live down, where I live in the country, there's not even a community centre for the kids. And do you want to know why? Insurance.
Yeah, well, probably.
Insurance. No, I asked the priest, I asked the local people because I was inquiring about it. Because, as you know, we moved into a new area. Well, and he said, no. He says, there were too many claims coming in, kids scuffing their knees, banging their elbow, and he said, just couldn't get insurance.
Right. But I'm a firm believer, I don't take this, there's nothing for them to do.
There's more now than we ever had, pal. We never had climbing centres and these play centres and birthday parties and bloody all these bowlers. We never had any of that.
No, we just got on with it. We enjoyed it.
We just did. But that's the pressure parents are putting on themselves now, because they have to outdo to outdo the next Instagram photograph. They have to have the perfect photograph up on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have an account, thank God. I'm not that sad in my life.
It is. And like it's kind of like, as I said, the pressure that they talk about is coming from within. You know, if they just lighten the up and just get on with it, enjoy themselves and let the kids be kids.
Do you think parents, okay, leaving aside the pressures that are on parents nowadays with all the internet and all that kind of stuff, do you think, I mean, they talk in this research, for example, that about the increased expectations of parents, blah, 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 right? And that parents nowadays spend more time reading and playing with their children than parents in the 70s. I don't know where they got that research. I don't believe that for a minute.
I've never seen a parent pick up a book now unless it's on Kindle. But no, I don't think so. I think our parents, because they have to spend time, now it's too easy to give a child a device.
Yeah. I mean,
in most cases, mother was at home in those days. So there was always at least a parent at home with the child. Nowadays, that's not the case.
I've been arguing that for years with juvenile. I mean, society's broken down since we forced both parents into work. One parent should always be at home until them kids are able to look after themselves and go to school.
Do you think that's destroyed society? We have actively encouraged, you know, both parents to work?
I don't think we've actively encouraged them either, though.
Women are shunned.
I think, in a sense, well, in some situations, in some situations, both parents have to work. And that's a fact of the matter. Because, yes, it was great. My mother was a full-time mother. She was at home with the five of us all the time when we were growing up in the 70s and the 80s, which was great. Come home and mammy was there cooking dinners or whatever, you know. But nowadays, like, with the inflation and the price of things as well, I don't think it's fair to say that.
Yeah, but Robbie, when you say both parents have to work, in some cases I would agree with you. But in a lot of cases where both parents are working at the moment, I certainly don't want to be sexist. Either one can stay at home. I couldn't care less. Both parents don't have to be in work. They have two parents in a house, might have two children, they have them in childcare, they have two cars, they go on a holiday every year, they have Netflix, they have the best phones, they have the best plans. So what I'm saying to you is, if you got rid of a lot of those luxuries, which you don't necessarily need, or the extra car and didn't have to pay the childcare, it wouldn't be necessary for the two to go to work.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just making a point that there is situations where both parents have to work. That's the only point I was making. It's not that, like...
I don't think there's many of those situations, personally.
Ah, there is.
Yeah, if you want more nice stuff, you have to earn more money. That's obvious. But cut down on some of the nice stuff. I mean, what's the average cost of childcare now? $2,500 a month for, say, two kids. So that's a wage to somebody. So all you're doing is working just to get out of the house, pay somebody else's wage, and you might have £100 left. And for that, your kids are being brought up with complete and utter strangers. There's no empathy in kids anymore. There's no understanding. You know, because they're being brought up like complete and utter strangers.
I mean, I'm looking here, for example, and Richie says, a little off topic, but society freely replaced the horse and cart with the automobile because it was an improvement. It should tell us everything we need to know, that high-priced government policies and legislation has to be focused on us to replace the automobile with the electric car.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, a lot of people are texting now with electric cars too. I didn't want to go into electric cars to say per se, but there you go. I just thought I'd get my view on it.
They're bloody dear as well.
Yeah, well, they are too dear at the moment. Absolutely. Who has 80 grand or whatever it is for a decent one? Anyway, listen, Robbie and Jay, thank you very much indeed. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. We went off on a bit of a tangent there, but let me just reiterate the question. So this research suggests that parents today are under more pressure. They're judged more. There's an intensification of pressure on them. because of, I suppose, it's a modern world. And they also say in the research they believe the parents now are more involved in the child's developmental care, i.e. they read more and play with their children more than the generation from the 1970s. And I don't know where they got this research from, but I completely disagree with it. But maybe you agree. So who do you believe were better parents? The parents of the 1970s and 80s or the parents now? Are we better parents now? Young people, I suppose, now in their 20s and 30s. Are they better parents? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. And do you believe that parents mollycoddle their kids way too much nowadays? You know, they don't even let them out anymore. They're afraid something will happen to them. Oh, no. We'll be letting them out on the streets. When I was 10, we were miles away from the house. We'd go out in the morning, in the summer, we wouldn't come back till 6 o'clock till you were hungry, you'd be fed. Then you'd go back out again till about 9 o'clock at night till it was time to go to bed. You wouldn't be in the house. My mother would break her neck if you were in the house. She'd grab hold of you. She'd rip the... And it was a nice day. She'd rip the vest and T-shirt off you. Get out and get a bit of sun on your body. So do parents nowadays mollycoddle their children too much? Do we overprotect them? So were they better parents in the 70s and 80s? Or do you believe they're better parents now? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Who are the better parents? All right, what are we going to do? We're going to go to a break. A lot of people texting in relation to what Jay said and completely agree with him that we mollycoddle our children nowadays compared to many, many years ago. Some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in. I'll just play one here before I go to Tracy. Hang on. Just have a quick listen.
Niall, I don't know where they're getting this research from. It's the greatest load of nonsense. Nowadays, all parents do is send their kids up to the room to play on their computer, to play on their tablet, to play on their phone. They do nothing, and they're sitting below then, scrolling on Instagram, scrolling on Facebook, doing nothing. You never see kids out playing, parents out playing, kicking a ball around. It's a lot of nonsense, and a mollycod to the last. That's why, to be honest, I think that's why kids, when they get older, they suffer with mental health, and they're contemplating suicide. They've no coping skills. They've never had to cope with anything. Mollycoddled, given everything. Nah. Joke.
All right. Well, a lot of people would share that view, by the way. And obviously, at a very more serious level, he talks about mental health problems because they don't have any coping skills. I'm not going to necessarily disagree with that, by the way. Tracy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Tracy?
Hi, Niall. I'm good, thanks.
Good. So, whose parents were better? Are you, I don't know what age group you are, are you a good parent or were your parents better than you?
Well, I'm in my 40s. So, I think the parents back in the 70s, so when I was growing up, even like were better raising their kids than they are now.
And in what way, in what respect were they better?
Because they don't know the meaning of the word respect.
Mm-hmm.
They just nowadays, they do whatever they do, record it and put it on social media for the laugh. There's just no respect for anything anymore with social media. We hadn't got that back in our day. Mm-hmm. And if you do anything wrong, you get a clip around the ear. So it done us no harm. Nowadays, you're not allowed to do that to your kids.
Do you think kids nowadays are more materialistic and selfish?
Yeah.
Mm. Not them all, obviously, but a lot of them are selfish.
No, not them all. I mean, I've a child myself, like, and like that fella said about the games and that. Like, I bring my child out every weekend and whatever when he's off school. I bring him out on days out. You know, keep him off games and keep him off, you know, the computer as much as they can.
Mm.
He has autism, but he doesn't go out and he doesn't socialise outside, which I would prefer. Like, he would go out there and play. But, I mean, they have problems socialising and making friends. So
How did we manage when children had autism, which a lot of the time it went undiagnosed, by the way, many years ago in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
How did we manage then? I mean, how did those kids manage? Because they obviously were kicked out in the street like everybody else by their parents. So how do they manage if they couldn't socialise? A lot of them did. They were maybe just called shy. Sometimes I often wonder when we diagnose a child. I'm not saying obviously with serious autism or severe autism.
Back then, though, you'd probably accept
I'm not suggesting that for a minute. But sometimes maybe are we overprotective in relation to children generally, and all children maybe with special needs? Are we overprotective maybe a little bit?
I'm not overprotective with my son now, and I treat him like, you know, I would have with my older son.
Yeah.
I treat him about the same, you know. Just because he has autism doesn't mean I'm going to treat him any different.
Yeah, I understand. No,
but
absolutely.
He is a much more...
He keeps to himself. He prefers his own company.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know, I get that. And that can be a bit difficult for children.
He's a very good child, I mean.
Mm.
If I was to put the two of my kids together, the older one and the younger one, I'd have about 10 more of my younger one than I was the oldest one.
So your parents, you believe, probably did, because of the world they lived in, a better job than you're doing.
Well, I don't think they're doing it better. They've done a better job than I do, but I learned, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
from
you learned from
them. We would have been brought up.
Yeah.
I mean, we were brought up like, you know, if you see someone older, you get up off the seat and sit, let them sit down. You know, nowadays you wouldn't get that on the bus.
I mean, why do we allow it with my own children when they were young? I always remember saying about my own children, and don't get me wrong, they were very good kids, generally speaking, never brought trouble to the door, etc., etc. But there was always that thing that they said things to me sometimes, or the way they're a bit cheeky now and again, that I would have never spoken to my parents like that. Because if I did, I'd have been sent to my room, or I would have got a clatter. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't say I'd got the same.
Yeah, but nowadays, parents, we would allow our children to speak to us the way our children would have never spoken, or the way we would have never spoken to our parents. So why do we allow that? Why did that happen? Just changing times?
Yeah, it's changing times because you're not allowed to like clip them around the ear anymore. Good old flap, it didn't do you any harm back then.
That was the cliche, wasn't it? Didn't do me any harm.
I'll get the wooden spoon.
Slipper across the arse, tell it.
That was their discipline back then, and it done us no harm, you know, kind of way. But I'm not saying, like, you know, that's what they should bring it back. But I mean, if my own flow now does anything wrong, he knows he gets sent to his room, you know, time out, and then he'll come back down and apologise, you know.
Do you think kids nowadays, I'm not saying you should be afraid of your parents, you certainly shouldn't be afraid, but you should have a fear of their authority. Do you think kids nowadays have a fear of their parents' authority?
No.
No.
No, they don't.
I don't think they have a fear of anybody's authority anymore.
No. It's because they're just let away with so much nowadays and they were back in our day.
Yeah, see, that's not a good thing because we all need some level of discipline. Well, stay there, Tracy. Let me just go to Lorraine. Lorraine, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lorraine?
Good. How are you, Niall?
Good. I mean, Lorraine, parents of the 70s are parents now. Who do you think did a better job?
Well, I think in the 70s, 80s, they were more strict.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I had better control over it.
Yeah.
Whereas and my own parents, they wouldn't be as loving as nowadays. I don't mean that in a bad way, you know.
I didn't mind it.
That's just the way things were back then. Like,
yeah.
Like I would tell my children I love them every night when they go to bed. But I didn't get that when I was younger. But I didn't mind it. So.
But did you get more attention from them, from your parents, than you would have time? And I don't know if you're a working mother, Lorraine. So
I'm not at the moment, no.
Okay. But I find maybe nowadays parents, because they're working a lot, don't have as much time to give their children, whereas in our day, you know, your mum was always at home.
Yeah. Well, my mum was at home, my dad was working, but she was, like, cleaning, so there were six of us who were just out the door in the mornings after breakfast or school, so I don't even remember, like, reading books or anything like that, or...
Mm.
They're all good parents. Jeez, I'd never take that away from them. But
you think the parents there better?
I think the kids are a lot cheekier, definitely.
Okay.
Like, as you were saying there, I said, if I talked to my mother about something, talked to me, oh my God, I would have got bet out the door.
you wouldn't be around to tell the tale.
No, and if we're told to go to bed, we went, and that was it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things like that.
Do you remember at night when you were, like, bedtime, say, during the winter would have been 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, maybe 11 o'clock in the summer, right?
Yeah, you might, because it was brighter.
Yeah, and you'd be sitting, so your mum and dad would be watching television, and you'd be sitting down the back of the room, and you were afraid to even breathe, because you knew if you breathed or coughed, they'd hear you, and they'd notice you were still there.
Right. There was three boys and three girls in our house, so we used to kind of run up and down and chase each other in the rooms, and then we'd hear the mother coming up with the brush, and then we'd jump into the bed. Or if she said, we might kind of get away with a bit more with her, but as soon as she said, I'm getting your father, that was it. Straight into the beds. As soon as that was told, you're yeah. and getting the fire. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. The wooden spoon was always a great one. My mother used to rip the. She had this plant pot of spider plants she used to have, and she had bamboo canes to hold them up tied. But she'd whip the bamboo cane out of the plant pot and give it to you across the arse.
You knew it then, yeah, definitely.
So I'm not suggesting we certainly go back to that, but I do believe that parents had better control over their kids in those days.
Oh, definitely, 100%. I do agree with you.
Are they too materialistic? Are we too focused nowadays on, oh, we need two cars, oh, we need a holiday, oh, we all have to have mobile phones, and we all have to have Netflix, and we have to have the internet? And are we all too focused on those things nowadays and not... Because a child doesn't want all those things, really. All they want is love and attention.
Yeah, I've an 8-year-old, and she would rather kind of go out and play, where the 16-year-old, and she wants to be on the phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And if I'm saying to her night time, go to bed, I'll take the phone off you, she just doesn't care.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm taking the phone off you and that's it. Or if I can't even turn off the Wi-Fi now because you're throwing credit.
Right, okay.
So,
The phones have kind of consumed them, haven't they?
Oh, definitely, 100%. I think it's good in a way and bad in a way.
Yes.
For teenagers, it's definitely 100% bad.
Look, the mobile phone was a wonderful invention because it means we can communicate on the move, but the smartphone, which of course came out with Apple back in the 2000s.
It's the app that came along with it.
Yeah, absolutely. That was
a
disaster.
Just message and ring, fine. It's the app that come along with it.
Absolutely. All right, listen, I've got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Let's play some of your WhatsApp messages as well.
Hey, Niall, just listening to the subject there, and I have to say, Robbie and Jay are on point about so much. I think that our parents, when we were growing up, and I'm 50 now, I was raised with my grandparents while we were, they were way better. They put, you know, like, we spent all the day down to the park playing. We didn't have new things all the time. We looked after our clothes because we didn't get the newest and latest runners. And, you know, it was just more carefree, but you got home for dinner. You know, your parents weren't trying to be your friend all the time.
No.
You know, they were being parents, you know, guiding you along, which is far better now. I just think that research that you're talking about is absolute and utter nonsense. Take care, Niall. All the best.
Couldn't agree with you more about the research, by the way. Absolute and utter nonsense. I think parents of the 70s and 80s, I do think they played with their children, read to their children, and they probably gave them more attention than parents do nowadays. I think parents nowadays think they're giving them all the attention. Buying them a phone is not giving them attention. Do you know what I mean? No.
Hey, Niall, how are you? I can't come on. I'm not sure if I find that the parenting these days is any better. I just think they're kind of suited for the era that we're in. I think back then, years ago, like that chap was saying, like, I'm so glad I grew up in the 80s and 90s because it's so completely different. But I think there's kind of different parenting styles for different times. Because like that, we didn't have computers, we didn't have phones. You know, we were making out and playing the road. And you're allowed to jump on trees, climb the walls, and none of that is allowed now. So I think parenting styles just change and adapt with the times.
Okay. All right, okay. You think it's just adapted because it's a different world we live in, I suppose. Yes, well, it does have to adapt, I suppose.
Niall, the two lads are right, Jay and Robbie. They're both right and everything. I think the very same as them. But I do believe parents are afraid to say no these days because they're afraid that kids are going to get bullied either online or in school because they haven't got the Nike runners. The proper type phone, the proper type clothes. So I believe the parents are afraid to say no because their kids are going to get bullied. That's what I believe. Cheers, pal.
Yeah, you're probably right. But if we all said no, well, then that wouldn't be the case, would it? Okay, we'll just play one more for you before we go into the break. I suppose we all have to get together and say no.
I would say the parents of the 80s and possibly the 90s were better than all of them put together. The parents of today, absolutely disgraceful.
Oh.
Despite the different circumstances, some have to work, some don't have to work, kids are dumped in daycare. We're turning our sons into daughters and our daughters into sons. Our children don't go out. The amount of drugs, alcohol abuse, violence, murderers, rapists within the teens and kids. We can call them kids because depending on the age, once they're under 17. So, worse. Because some parents don't care, just have them for the sake of having the benefits. And others clavy them too much and literally bend over backwards and literally kiss their asses and plead with them. Oh, please be good for mommy today. Whatever happened? Oh, no. Good God, no. I'm so glad my kids are grown up. Couldn't be dealing with that now. Kids nowadays, they want. And that's the parents' fault because they gave. You can be anything you want to be. No, you can't. You can be as good as you are.
I find that interesting, by the way. I have to say, I agree with nearly 99% of what you just said there. Please, please, please be good. In our days, it was be good or you're going to your room. That's the end. That was the end of it. I know somebody, by the way, whose son, he's 19 years of age. And he told me, he actually said to me, I hate him. I hate my son because he keeps correcting my language all the time to make me politically correct. He drives me mad.
Hi, Niall. I kind of agree with a couple of your callers. There are a lot of children today, the parents, I'm sorry to say, but I really don't think they care too much once the kids have the latest runners and the latest iPhones and they're to be seen to be going to, you know, the rowing clubs and Taekwondo and stuff like that. It's not about giving them your time. It's about getting a childminder to drop them or collect them to their next activity. And then this thing where the children have to be able to express themselves. If I expressed myself when I was younger, my mother would have expressed herself with a wooden spoon. That would have been the end of it. Yeah, thanks, and I love the show. Bye.
She would have expressed herself with the wooden spoon. Patty on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Pat?
How are you, Noel?
Good. I mean, everybody kind of has a point. A lot of people are saying, by the way, that children nowadays and the way we parent nowadays, our children are too materialistic. They're selfish. But yet, now I'm not saying all of them, obviously, some great kids out there. But the kids in our day were better behaved and our parents maybe gave us a bit more attention.
Well, firstly, you talk about kids being materialistic, right? They don't look at all the stones. And they can't go out and buy stuff for themselves. So it's not the children's fault. The children are giving stuff. That's nothing to do with the children.
But is there expectations of parents?
Well, the expectation is there. Well, initially, the expectations stem from the fact that they expect things because they've been given things.
But little Johnny has a mobile phone, so you have to buy one for your kids.
You know what? Just talking about that, right? When the kids come home, and I was like, we have to have this because so-and-so has it, or I want to go here because they're allowed to go. And no such thing. They don't go home and say the same thing because one of them would get it, and then, of course, it became a reality because some parents give in. But they were all cute, and they're a lot cuter now than they were then, though. All this emotional blackmail now, you know, and parents are afraid because kids are so much smarter now, much more adept at using that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, and they're worried about the kids self-harming and all, and the kids play up to that. They really do. I've seen it. Then you got a 6-year-old, 7-year-old saying, I'm depressed. Can be depressed. You know, I was having a laugh here with a lad in the car, and I was saying, you know what? They talk about like a good slap. Put manners on them in terms of, at least when they haven't had a slap, they feel happier than themselves. Let's get rid of depression.
I mean, when you talk about, say, corporal punishment, as it was called in the day, and our parents hit us, you know, they gave you a slap across the arse or a slap on the leg. I mean, would it hit you with a slipper? And then people use that line. Sure, it didn't do me any harm. But I did have a woman on the other night, and she reckons psychologically it did do us harm.
It can do, yeah, of course, it can do some people harm, though. But I'm just saying there to somebody, I think, look, you get to a certain stage in your life, a certain level of maturity, where you make decisions for yourself. You can't go blaming, you know, what happened in your life earlier on. You have responsibilities, and you have to accept your responsibilities.
Do you think social media has played a huge role?
Massive role.
So, in other words, kids have too much to worry about nowadays?
Yeah. Without a doubt, it's too much to be thinking about. You know, it's all about having to have this, having to have that, and
how I should feel, and what I want to feel like.
You've seen it. Look, it's like years ago with women's magazines. You know, and even with men's magazines. I remember those men's magazines. You know, you have to have this car, you have to use this razor, you have to do this. And this is what society is about. This is what businesses are doing for your children. They're putting all this stuff out there for you to buy. It's back to what that other lad said earlier on about, you know, the government's expecting you to work and all the rest. Everyone has to be out working and making money and paying taxes. This is where your money's going.
Was it better when everybody wasn't out working, when only half the population worked, which was men, by the way, in those days?
Yeah, they want you to want these things. You know, the big thing now, I was only thinking out the other day, it's years ago we were looking at, you know, people, a sign of you're doing well in life. A nice big card in the driveway, the whole lot. You know all that, you know. Now too many workers' vans you can have parked outside your door.
Yeah, how many times you're getting the house done up?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I'm running out of time. Pat, thanks for that. I appreciate it. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 0871880008. So I don't get accused of sexism, by the way. When I was talking about in those days, it was mainly men that worked and women stayed at home. That just was the case. That's just a factual statement. Nowadays, if we wanted to go back to that way of parenting, of course, I would suggest that either parent should stay at home if they wanted, depending on which one. But I've always been a believer that if you can afford it, and a lot of us could afford it if we really tried, that even psychologists would say it is always better to have a parent at home for the formative years of a child's life. I don't disagree with that.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.